Jesus didn't teach people how to belong to a religion. He taught them a way of life. And there were essentials to that way of life, which is why many people who heard Jesus didn't follow him. Some left, some kept coming for the free bread, but they didn't believe him in their hearts. Last week we heard that Jesus invites the 12 apostles to follow him. This week we hear some essentials that he teaches them. First, he teaches that God is always present in every moment. Always. We don't have to call on him. He's there. We don't have to wish he was there. He's there with us always. Even in our sin, he's with us. The second thing that Jesus taught his followers was don't leave anybody behind. Because God's love is so all-encompassing, so inclusive, it includes everyone. It includes people who do wrong, who sin, who make mistakes. God doesn't stop loving us because we sin. He's sorry we sin because it damages us, because it hurts our lives and the lives of people we care about. So this kind of arrangement that we have where we think we have to stop sinning because God doesn't want us to or gets mad at us, it's contrived. We have to stop sinning because we choose to be in God's love. And when we sin, we are outside of God's love. So God is always present and everyone is included. You can imagine there were a lot of people who stopped following Jesus when they thought they belonged to the chosen people. That was okay. Then they were on the inside and everybody else was on the outside. When they thought they were special and only God loved them, they thought that was pretty good. But when Jesus comes and says, blessed are the poor, blessed are those who sorrow, blessed are those on the margins, on the outside. When he spoke, he would talk to sinners. Remember, they accuse him. He welcomes sinners and eats with them. When he does that, then they don't want anything to do with it. Even though we say we know we sin, we always think we're better than the next person. So we deserve some special attention, which brings us to the third thing that Jesus teaches in the gospel today. Don't believe that your prosperity is a sign of God's blessing to you. It isn't. God doesn't say, I like you better, I'm going to make you wealthy. I like you better, I'm going to give you more blessings. We like to imagine that. We like to think that, but it isn't true. God's love is equal. It's given to everybody exactly the same. And if you want to be special and important, then you don't like what Jesus has to say. Even though, if you search deeply, you find that what he says is absolutely true. God is always present. His love is all-inclusive, and it's given to everybody the same. So in the gospel, he says today, there are people who are going to suffer. They're going to experience difficulties. You all will have those moments in your life. Whenever they come, however they come, you will have them. And he doesn't want us to think that because of that, we're outside of God's love. So this entire gospel teaching is to tell us that what human beings usually think is the way it is, that God gives to me because I'm special and better than everybody else, he says that just isn't true. Do you think there were a lot of people after hearing that decided to go join a different religion where they could be the chosen people again? You bet. There are people today who say, I'm not going to believe that everyone in the world is equal, that sinners who do awful things are loved by God. What do you gain by saying God doesn't love a sinner? That then God will hurt that person? That doesn't seem to be true as you look at life. There are people who sin who are prosperous and well off. God isn't going to be your punisher, the one who will get back at the people you dislike or the people who've hurt you. Jesus teaches a new way of life, a way that people are invited to enter into. During this coming week, there will be many moments where you will say to yourself, oh my gosh, I'm excluding people from God's love. I need to stop that. You will say, I'm believing that God doesn't love them as much as he loves me. And then you can stop believing that. This week, you will have the chance to truly enter into the glory of God's love, which will exist for all eternity. Or you can stay on the outside, kind of be exclusive, think you're special, and then have nothing when everything in this world passes away. In the gospel today, Jesus says, if you have all kinds of things in this world that make your life better, that's wonderful. But don't believe it comes from God. Don't believe that it's God's destiny that you be blessed and other people have problems. It just isn't who God is. These are challenging words for us, but if we search our hearts and if we look more deeply into them, won't we find that these are truly blessed words that make us happy, that call us into a deeper relationship with God? May we experience his love this week in many moments, especially when we say no to those things that are not who God is and choose to be who God truly is and wants to be in our lives, loving us, being with us always, and welcoming us more deeply into his love.